Now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. As the Jewish High Holy Days draw to a close, the focus shifts from the solemnity of Yom Kippur to the jubilant celebration of the festival of Sukkot. In the Jewish diaspora, Sukkot is an 8 days festival beginning on the fifth day after Yom Kippur. Sukkot is also known as the Feast of Tabernacles. This refers to special huts called Sukkah that Moses and the Israelites lived in as they wandered the desert for 40 years before reaching the Promised Land. During Sukkot, observant Jews build similar huts and actually live in them for 8 days, as a reminder of how God protected the Jews in the desert thousands of years ago. The huts or sukkah must be built in a certain way. There are four walls, usually of wood, and the roof must leave the stars in the sky visible. For years, Ukrainian Jews used tree branches for the roof of the sukkah, but now they use special produced roof covers made of bamboo. Of course, if it's raining or snowing outside, Jews sleep and eat in their homes. However, it is obligatory to at least make a blessing in the hut. For Jews, the celebration of Sukkot helps to renew their dedication and commitment to the Almighty and His laws. Therefore, while it is not always easy to live in these huts, it is ultimately a great commitment. Sukkot concludes with a special 2-day holiday. The first is Shemini Atzeret, meaning the seventh day of assembly. On this day, Jewish pray for rain in Israel to replenish the reservoirs so that there would be sufficient water over winter and to irrigate the fields during the following spring and summer. Sometimes on the Shemini Atzeres festival, it also rains in Ukraine. When this happens, you may overhear local Ukrainians referring to the festival of Kushchi or simply Kuchki, which means bush. It is an ongoing good-natured joke that attributes any rain at this time of year to the Jewish tabernacles or huts. The final day of Sukkot is Simchat Torah, or as Jews in Halachah say in Yiddish, Simcha Toire. This means the joy of Torah. On this day, Jews rejoice by singing and dancing with the Torah scrolls. In translation, Torah means a code of civil law which governs a person from birth until death. Religious Jews consider the Torah a great gift because those who observe its laws faithfully are always happy and safe. As the Yiddish saying goes, Glücklich ist der Jid, was lernt Torah, was darf mir noch mehr. Happy is the Jew who learns Torah, then we do need nothing more than that. In Ukraine today, Jews can often be seen openly carrying a Torah scroll called a Sefer Torah in Yiddish. In a country where Jews are a minority, it is a great joy to be able to keep an observant Jewish life. With the pressing problems that still exist in Ukraine, it's easy to forget that a mere 20 years ago, openly observant Jews were in constant risk of losing their livelihoods. Last year, the Jewish community hired Ukrainian carpenters to build a large sukkah in the yard of the historical Terez Zahav Synagogue, also called the Golden Rose, a UNESCO World Heritage Center located in the heart of Lviv's historical center. We invite our listeners in or visiting Lviv to our sukkah to place tasty chola bread with honey from the shtetl bells, which before the Holocaust had a flourishing Jewish community. Welcome, dear listeners. До зустрічі у Львові. This is Renata Ганенець at the Фаїна Петрикова Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.